you're getting ready for year number what at Ferris State now?
It'll be year number 24, I believe, so kind of hard to believe it's been that long.
Okay, it's a milestone coming up next year, Rob, 25. Somebody's going to plan something for you. You know they are.
Yeah, I'm one of the oldest people, I guess, in our department, so we'll wait and see. We got a lot of young guys working for us now, so I'm kind of the old veteran.
Well, heck, not just in your department. I'm sure in many other departments, too.
Yeah, you know, certainly just being here that long, it's hard to believe that it's been that long. We were going to stay here for a year and, you know, really love the community and had some great success at Ferris State. So it's been a lot of fun.
And boy, every year the sports is amazing. That's what you deal with. And whether it be the fall season or the winter sports season or spring, I tell you, this program is churning out champions, team champions, individual champions, aren't they?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success, you know, especially here as of late, but it hasn't just been, you know, some of our bigger sports. We've had a lot of our other sports have really came on and, you know, made some great strides and have been very competitive, not only in the conference, but nationally, but obviously highlighted by, you know, three national championships, one in men's basketball back in 2018, and then the last 2 years in football, 2021 and 2022.
All right, the million-dollar question, Rob, is it going to be three straight titles by the end of this year? Is this team pretty good once again this year?
You know, we just got off the field here for practice number one this morning, started fall camp here this weekend. And, you know, I think they've got the pieces in place to make another championship run. You know, I think there's a couple other teams out there that, you know, certainly will give us all we can handle. But, you know, I think our guys are looking forward to the challenge and obviously taking it a day at a time. But, you know, I think they're a team that's capable of making another deep playoff run.
I take it probably lost a few guys to some graduation, but returning some key guys, and I'm sure a heck of a recruiting class you guys got coming in too.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we did lose a few key guys. One of them, Caleb Murphy, who was the National Player of the Year defensively last year with the Tennessee Titans. But, you know, a lot of guys that really gained some tremendous experience over the past couple years. You know, despite winning you know, a national championship in 2021, last year we played a lot of young guys, and those guys really got better and better as the year went on. So that really provides, I think, some hope that, you know, they're going to continue to make some great strides here this season as we go into 2023.
But I'm sure everybody else in your conference and on your non-conference schedule has gotten pretty good, too.
Oh, they have. And, you know, we had three teams from our league out of the seven that went to the Division II playoffs last year. We played Davenport, who's right down the road from us, 45 minutes to an hour away. We played them twice, played them in the first round of the playoffs, and their head coach is one of our former assistant coaches and an alum of Ferris State. So, you know, they've made tremendous improvements in the short time that he's been at Davenport. And then Grand Valley State, you know, is our rival. They were, you know, probably the second best team in the country last year when it was all said and done. Beat us in the regular season by 1 point at our place, and then, you know, we were fortunate to beat them by three in the playoffs down at their place. So, you know, I know when you look at Division II football right now in the preseason polls, it's Ferris State number one and Grand Valley number two. So, you know, I think both programs are certainly, you know, ready to contend for championships again.
And you're getting ready for another year as a play-by-play guy too, aren't you?
I am. You know, it's kind of hard to believe I've been doing that for close to 15 or 20 years as well, you know, with Ferris State football. But, you know, I'm the associate athletic director here, so the broadcast is something I really enjoy doing. You know, I wish I could put a little more time into the preparation side of it, but, you know, it's something I love doing on game days. You know, we have a great broadcast team and some outstanding people that, you know, help us out that really allow me to do that here, you know, when we're on the road or when we're at home.
How about the rest of your fall sports, volleyball, et cetera? Is it going to be a pretty good year for those departments, areas as well?
You know, I certainly think so. Our soccer team last year went to the Division II national semifinals, and they've got a lot of returning experience, preseason top 10 team in the country. And then volleyball, you know, we traditionally have been outstanding in volleyball, and I think they've won 9 of the last 10 conference titles. So, you know, I think they're going to be a team that, you know, really has some high aspirations as well. Last year, all three of those teams, football, volleyball, and soccer, were in the Midwest Regional Championship events. So volleyball just narrowly missed going to the Elite Eight. So I think, you know, they've got a lot of pieces in place to make another big run, too.
And, of course, you get a chance in what you're doing there in the sports department to pretty much cover all those teams. You get the ins and outs every day on those teams, don't you?
I certainly do. I work hand-in-hand with our coaches and our staff on a daily basis. And, you know, I know enough about our teams, I guess, you know, just from being around practices, being at games. So it's a tremendous amount of fun just being able to work with what is a great staff here at Ferris State.
You had a busy summer following the kids, the family. I mean, they're getting older, aren't they?
They are. You know, that's kind of amazing. I'm going to have a senior and a sophomore this year. So my senior daughter, Addison, is involved in band, choir, drama, you know, nonstop. Had a job this summer. And then my younger daughter, Ava, is, you know, more on the sports side. She plays golf in the fall, played some varsity golf last year. And she started practice here for her sophomore year today. And then basketball in the winter and softball in the spring. So they keep us busy.
I'm sure she shows you how to golf and how to hit a drive, doesn't she?
I was joking with somebody this past week, and I played in our hockey alumni golf out, and I said 1 week of practice last year, and I think she was already better than I was. So she could probably give me some lessons. I don't get to play quite as much as I'd like.
I know we talk a lot about football, Rob, when we have our yearly talk, but I got a hockey team when we get to the winter months. It's pretty special too, isn't it?
They are, and you know, we had an outstanding weekend this past weekend. Their alumni outing had a Blue Line Club picnic, a charity softball game, and that really kind of kicks off their year. A lot of their guys are coming back here in August to train and get ready for the season. But you know, it's a much improved program last year over the previous couple of years, and you know, we have great staff. I think the most veteran staff in college hockey. Coach Bob Daniels in his 32nd season, and you know, he's got a couple assistants that have been there for 20 plus years. So you know, there's I think some big challenges that they'll have on their schedule, but you know, I think they're going to be a team that is going to get better and better as the year goes on, and hopefully have a chance to, you know, contend in the conference.
Well, sounds like Ferris State treats you right. You love it there, and gosh, when you got a year like you know, with all the sports and the success, why would you want to go anyplace?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, it really is. And, you know, our teams have been outstanding here, you know, especially in the last 5 or 10 years. And, you know, we've got coaches that, you know, have high expectations. And, you know, they're doing all they can to make their programs as competitive as they can be, which, you know, is exciting to see. And, you know, we have tremendous student athletes, you know, that are a joy to work with every day. You know, kids that come in, work hard, do the things they need to do in the classroom. And, you know, ultimately the goal is to, you know, help them get through school, get their degrees, and for those that have an opportunity to move on professionally, you know we do all we can to help them. But you know, we have some student athletes that are achieving great things, not only on the field but in the classroom and in the community.
Rob, for folks that would like to tune in and watch, because you do a lot of video stuff and of course your audio stuff, well, what's the best place to find you at?
FerrisStateBulldogs.com is our website, so you can tune in to FerrisStateBulldogs.com. And, you know, we have video streaming on Flow Sports. You know, we're active on social media at Ferris Athletics on most platforms. We'll get you to some of our other accounts as well. So we try to keep up with our teams and provide the best coverage we can here in Division II.
And finally, I do believe someone special in your life, a couple of people, just had a big anniversary, didn't they?
They did. My parents just celebrated their 50th anniversary, so happy anniversary to them. But, you know, it's kind of exciting that, you know, it's been that many years, but that means I'm getting old too. So I'm just a year or so away from turning 50 myself. So, but I hope that they had a great time. We got to see them, you know, earlier this summer. And, you know, I know they had a nice time just celebrating their 50th.
Oh, my gosh, 50 years old and coming up on 25 years of play-by-play. You've got some big milestones coming up.
Well, I certainly do, you know, and hopefully, God willing, that I'll be able to make it to those milestones. But, you know, it should be a lot of fun this coming year, and, you know, certainly hope to get back that way to Makoka here sometime soon.